Welcome to Healing Place Church, where our mission is to be a healing place for a hurting world. We hope to enrich your life through reaching, serving, giving, and building. As you listen to this teaching, be inspired to fulfill your God-given destiny through the power of His Word.
Oh, what beautiful feet you have. Let me give you some foot facts. Definition of foot, found in the Webster's Dictionary. The lower extremity of the leg that is in direct contact, I love that, direct contact with the ground in sitting, standing, and walking. Direct contact with the ground in sitting, standing, and walking. The average man has a size 10 shoe size. The average woman has a size 8. There are 52 bones in each of our feet. Our foot has 52 bones. You know, the body has a little over 200 bones, so a quarter of our bones are in our feet. Now, God created us. Everything was right. Everything was perfect when He created man and woman. He blessed it. It's good. So God intended for a quarter of our bones to be in a very small part of our body. When you go back and you study the history of shoes, the Romans were the ones that created shoes, but then ultimately could tell the difference between a right and a left. Say they were the ones who created custom shoes, a shoe for a right foot and a shoe for a left foot. How many of you would leave that up to the Italians? We're geniuses. The average woman owns 19 pairs of shoes. Y'all ain't average. Don't even go there. The average man owns 9 pairs of shoes. Imelda Marcos, she owned 3,400 pairs of shoes. I think it's glad that we've collected more than Imelda Marcos has. each one of us walk a certain amount of steps every single day. Men walk about 8,000 steps a day. Women walk about 10,000 steps a day. It's very interesting that women walk more than men. They take more steps than men. One of the interesting stats is when you put all those together, the average lifespan, if you and I live an average lifetime, it adds up to 115,000 miles. That's how far the average person walks if you combine it all together, which is more than 4 times the circumference of the globe. So if you put all of our steps together that we do in a day, in a lifetime, you and I walk around the globe 4 times. So that tells us there is no excuse to go on a missions trip. You're walking around the world 4 times. So you can go on a trip 1 time. Can somebody give me a better amen than that? And we're going to have an opportunity to stand for God, to take steps for God at the close of our service. I'm going to pray, and Mike's going to come and pray about this idea of our steps, measuring our steps, taking a step for Jesus. We're going to worship. Mike's going to come and pray. Don't want anybody leaving because all that is a part of what God is saying. Each step we take is so important because we only have so many. Now, when we describe these things that are on the end of our legs, what are the words you come up with if you were to describe your feet, if I would have brought you up on stage and say, hey, I want you to describe your feet to the whole church right now. What would be the words you would use? Would it be they're long, they're short, they're skinny, they're fat, they're ugly, they smell, they're sweaty, they're odd, they're hideous? What would you say about your feet? They're sore, they're tired, they're wore out, they ache. What is it? It's amazing the verbiage that God Almighty talks about when He describes our feet. We can see it here in Isaiah. Just give you a couple quick scriptures and then give you some application. Very simple application. Isaiah 53, verse 7. I love this verse because it's repeated in the New Testament. It says, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news. Are the feet of the person who brings good news, who proclaims peace, who brings glad tidings and good things, who proclaims salvation, who says to the Lord, our God reigns. What we were singing, the person who says our God reigns. The Bible says that the person who carries, who is a carrier of good news, who carries the peace of the gospel, who tells others about the good things and the good news, that person, God calls their feet beautiful. Now, you may not describe your feet beautiful. That would not be the word you would describe to describe your feet. But God says your feet are beautiful. Why? They represent your heart. They represent your passion. They represent what motivates you. They represent what drives you. They represent your purpose in life, which the Bible calls is the good news, is being a carrier of the good news. And I love what Romans says. This is another verse where God says something, repeats that thought of Isaiah. Romans chapter 10, verse 13 through 15. For whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I just like reading that. Even if it doesn't have a lot to do with our message, guess what? It has everything to do with life. Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord. It's just something good to be reminded of, that we call upon the name of the Lord, we can be saved. We don't have to die lost in life. Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him in whom they've not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Preacher. Don't get thrown off by that word. That word is simply a messenger of good news. See, what Isaiah was saying is that we live in these villages, and the way that we get our news, the way that news travels during that culture, was it was by couriers. And so they would wait, they would watch the horizon, and every once in a while they would see somebody come over the horizon, and they would begin to question, I wonder if he's carrying good news or bad news. Maybe their young men were at battle. Maybe there was a famine in the other part of the nation, and they would want to know. They didn't have papers, they didn't have emails, they didn't have Twitter and that kind of stuff where we get our news feed. They got it through a courier, through those who would run, runners that would go from village to village. And so when they would see this runner off in a distance, they would begin to question, I wonder what their feet are carrying. Is their feet carrying bad news or good news? And when they would carry good news, they would say, oh, how beautiful are your feet that carry the good news. Romans says that those that carry the good news of Jesus Christ are people that have beautiful feet. Their path is well. How shall they preach unless they are sent? For it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. I love that, beautiful feet. You know what that word comes from? It comes from the word lively, lively feet. They're alive. Now, I can identify with that, being raised a touch distracted and very energetic. I was always moving, 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 moving. So tapping, tapping. I still tap to this day. I still sit at dinner. I'll sit on the front row. And sometimes I hear myself tapping in the whole church. And I'm thinking, does anybody else hear that? Tapping, tapping, tapping. Lively feet, lively. How beautiful, how lively. God says, I want you to have lively feet. Matter of fact, if you study it on down, it goes from beautiful to lively to happy feet. Happy, that's what the word means, happy feet. Happy feet. Little. Happy feet. I should have my tap shoes on. Do a little shuffle ball chain. Happy feet. There are too many people with sad feet because their feet carried them in painful places. They walked in directions and they walked with people they had no business walking with. Come on, somebody. Think about it. Think about where your feet have carried you. Have you ever walked in the wrong direction? Have you ever looked back in your life and thought, I wish I would not have stepped in that direction. I wish I would have never joined that path. I wish I would have never walked with that person. I wish I'd have held up. I wish I would have stopped. I wish I wouldn't have stepped towards that because of the pain that it created me in my life. How it hurt my heart. How it had collateral damage to my family. Have you ever watched someone go off in a wrong direction? Don't walk that way. Don't walk with that person. Don't head towards that. It's going to ruin your life. It's going to mess up your whole life. And you watch them take steps towards pain and sin and rejection and hurt. And it breaks your heart. Why? Because you know where that path is going to take them. Come on, somebody. You know all about it. This isn't something that's, you know, so lost in some theological mumbo jumbo. We don't understand this. It's real clear. God says, I want you to have beautiful feet. What makes feet beautiful? Is it sandals or shoes or polish or petties or pumps or tats or socks or toe rings or powder or spray? What makes feet beautiful? The answer is real simple. Feet that are about the gospel of Jesus Christ, they are gorgeous to God. When you live a life for the gospel of Jesus Christ, it doesn't mean you take perfect steps. It doesn't mean you have the perfect foot. What it means is that your feet are an extension of your heart that is just trying to be a person about Jesus Christ. Just towards the gospel. Receiving the gospel, living the gospel, trying to speak the gospel, trying to think the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know, it's interesting to me that when he says in that scripture, just this quick thought, how beautiful are the feet. Why didn't he say hands? Why didn't he say mouth? But he said how beautiful are the feet. And I think there are a couple reasons. Because feet transport you. Feet carry you. And so I wrote down three thoughts. Here's why I believe. I want you to consider this about your feet, about your life. Here's the first thing. See, you have to consider as it relates to God and God's plan for your life. If you're, you know, still trying to figure that out and still not sure about all that and still trying to sort through that. God says, consider your feet or consider the going of your feet. It's a thought about your feet. They carry you. They go. Here's a question. Where is your path headed? Proverbs 4, verse 26 and 27. Watch the path of your feet. All your ways will be established. Do not turn to the right or to the left. Or turn your foot from evil. Turn your foot from evil. There's that idea. I love it. If your shoes could talk, what would they say about where you've been? What story would they tell? Have you carefully considered the path of your feet? Can I ask you a question? Would you consider on going on a missions trip, getting up and letting your feet carry you to another place? Can I tell you this? Anyone who makes a decision to go in God's direction, heads up, you will try to be tripped up by the devil. So if you decide to follow God's will for your life, for your marriage, for your dating, to go on a missions trip, to just go across the street, try to be a blessing to your neighbor who's just don't even speak to you. Or try to help someone at work who is walking through a painful time. When you make those decisions to go, when you make those decisions to in the going of your feet, then what's going to happen is the enemy will try to trip you up. How many has ever been tripped up before? You've tripped and fall. You know, I never forget about a year and a half ago, I tripped at Starbucks at Perkins Road. It was not pretty. Let me tell you something. A man my size, nothing's pretty when you fall. It was all over the place. I was running. I was in a hurry. I had too many things on my mind. I had a cell phone. I had a wallet. I had keys. I was running like, for me, it was pretty fast. Now, other people were walking by me, but I was running. And as I was running full on right there, Perkins, there were people outside kind of congregating. Oh, what's up, Lalate? What are you doing? And so I'm running. And so I'm running full on. I hit a curb and it went crazy. And I mean, and it carried me, it propelled me several yards. I mean, let me tell you something. When you're a man like me, I mean, I'm not a medium, I'm a double X trying to get to an XL. But let me tell you something, an XL man, it still carries you a while. And I just went, and so I'm like 30 feet from the door, but my phone goes one way and everything goes one. I'm like, whoa, what's up? What's up? Ooh. And so what did you do? Ah, and I'm rolling. Whoa, what's up? What's up? Woo, woo, how you doing? Ah, my ankle, my hip, my elbow. Oh my gosh. So these people around the door are like, oh, they're getting frightened because it's just all over. It's everywhere, brother. It's, ain't no shame in my game. And so I'm trying to pull my pants up and trying to my stuff together. And so what do you do when you get tripped up like that in front of everybody? You do what I did. Oh gosh, what's up? What's up? I'm embarrassed. Pick up my phone, grab my wallet, grab my keys. I'm good. What's up? Hurting, broke all up. Got my coffee. I'm like, you okay? Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm good. Lip all quivering. I'm good. I'm good. Get in the car. Oh, gosh. Call Brother Wade. It was crazy. Broke all up. Scratched all up. 15 minutes later, I'm looking at Twitter, and somebody Twittered from inside the restaurant, just saw my pastor wipe out. No help, no love, no call 911, no get a crane, try to get my big old behind up off the wall, I mean the sidewalk. Nothing. I still don't like that person. I'm playing. Consider your going. What's the point of that story? That if you get tripped up, get up and keep going. If you want to cry, come to the church. We'll help you. But hey, you're going to get tripped up. Recover. It's not that you get tripped. It's that you don't get back up. So get back up. I was going to go on a missions trip last year and it just didn't work out. Go again. Well, I had faith for it. No money came in. Go again. Well, everybody shot me down. Go again. Try again. Take that car. Pray. Here's the second thing about our feet that are so important is you watch. And I want you to consider the giving of your feet. The giving of your feet. Your feet want to bless. They've been designed to bless. Some of you brought shoes in today. Thank God, thank God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Some of you forgot about that. Hey, it wasn't on my radar. Let me tell you something. Do you know what would bless me is to see hundreds of people walk out of this church barefooted because of the millions of people that will walk from a church today barefooted. And I saw hundreds of people that just said, I can give these shoes right now. I don't have to have them. I got another pair at home. I'll go get me another pair. Walked out there and put the shoes off of their feet in that depot. Walked to the car barefooted. You can be a part. The giving of your feet. You know, I thought about this. Many of you seen luggages with stickers, how the luggage has been all over the world. I thought about our containers that you give your tithe in, that you give offerings in, that you bring missions to. Can I tell you this? Because of your giving and because of your sacrifice, and because you work hard, and many of you work two jobs, and you work overtime, and you give your all, and you give your tithe, and you give offerings because you believe God is your source, and you believe those things that Pastor Mike talked about. Let me tell you something. Can I tell you? Your giving has helped you travel around the world. Say, well, I didn't go anywhere. I live in Shenandoah. No, 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 no. You walked to Swaziland. You went to Honduras. I mean, think about it. You went to South Africa. You went to Mozambique. You went to Camp Barnabas, a special needs camp for special needs adults, and we go there and serve them and love them. One of the greatest things that we've ever been privileged to be a part of. Honduras, Spain, Kenya. You've been to all those places. Why? Because your giving went to those places. And because of your giving, you make a difference. Let me tell you something. If you're selfish, you don't go anywhere in life. You don't go anywhere. Selfish, miser, all mean, angry people that hold their own stuff. Ain't nobody getting none of my stuff. Ain't nobody getting none of my stuff. I'll die with my stuff. Can I tell you about everybody's inheritance is spent about 9 months after they die. After you're gone, guess what? Your kids are selling your boat. They're getting rid of your collection. They don't care about it. But your generosity can go places. That's amazing. And then the last thing, and I'll finish with this, is consider the glorifying of your feet. Because when you carry the good news in your home, to your children, in the workplace, you carry the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. There's nothing greater than to carry the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ in private and in public, at home and abroad. Jesus, really the only way, can I say this, and we'll pray here. I think the only way that I'm ever able to consider my own path is by considering the feet of Jesus. If I don't consider the feet of Jesus, I don't see my path right. I'm telling you, I'll wander to the right of self-righteousness, or I'll wander to the left of pride. But when I consider my path in the light of Jesus, I see my path clear. Do you see Jesus? Do you see his feet walking down those dusty roads? Do you see him walking up to an adulterous woman who's been caught in sin? What does his feet tell us? That there's forgiveness in Jesus. Do you see his feet there on the Mount of Transfiguration where the glorious power of God comes down and says, "This is my beloved Son in his authority and in his trueness as the Son of God." But then he walks off that mountain and he runs into a dad who has a son that is trapped in darkness, and his feet bring freedom to where there's bondage. Do you see the feet of Jesus? He's walking on the water. He's walking to the sick. He's walking to the poor. He's walking to the cross. He's carrying my sin. He's carrying the load of the cross. He's walking up Golgotha. His feet, they're nailing to the cross. They're shedding blood for my mistakes, my failures, my shortcomings. It's my sin that nailed his feet to the cross. Do you see his feet? Because if you see his feet, you'll see your life. Let's bow our heads and let's pray together. Father, we love you. We thank you for the feet of Jesus. Jesus, you walked where no one else would go to bring good news to the hurting, the lonely, the isolated, the forgotten, the sick, desperate people, people like me. When I truly see where your feet went for me, it wants me to, it calls me to take a step towards you. Church, with every head bowed, I want you to consider this. Where would we be had not Jesus taken a step toward us? I don't know if you know this or not, but he took the first step. He took the first step. And in my confusion and in my pain, he stepped towards me. In my loss and in my bad decision, he stepped towards me. He stepped towards me. Doesn't that make you want to step towards him? With the days that you have, with the few steps you have left, don't waste them. Don't waste another step. Take a step towards him.
Thank you for listening. For more information about Healing Place Church, go to healingplacechurch.org or give us a call at 225-753-2273.